As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Mastery of Faith by Christian D. Larson, published in 1908. What you are and what you do determines in what conditions, circumstances, and environments you shall be placed. And since you can change yourself and your actions, you can determine what your fate is to be. To change yourself, you must change your thought, because you are as you think. And to change your actions, you must change the purpose of your life, because every action is consciously, or unconsciously, inspired by the purpose you hold in view. To change your thought, you must be able to determine what impressions are to form in your mind, because every thought is created in the likeness of a mental impression. To choose your own mental impressions, you must learn to govern the objective senses and acquire the art of original thought. Everything that enters your mind through the physical senses will produce impressions upon the mind, unless prevented by original thought. These impressions will be direct reflections of the environment from whence they came. And since your thoughts will be created in the exact likeness of these impressions, so long as you permit the environment to impress your mind, your thoughts will be exactly like your environment. And since you become like the thought you think, you will also become like your environment. In this way, you not only grow into the likeness of your environment, but are in addition controlled by your environment, because your thoughts, desires, motives, and actions are suggested to you by the impressions that you willingly accept from the environment. Therefore, one of the first essentials in the mastery of fate is to learn to govern the physical senses so thoroughly that no impression can enter your mind from without, unless it is consciously desired. This is accomplished by holding your mind in a strong, firm, positive attitude at all times, but especially while surrounded by conditions that are inferior. This attitude will bring your senses under the supremacy of the subconscious will, and finally produce a state of mind that never responds to impressions from without, unless directed to do so. To overcome the tendency of the physical senses to accept indiscriminately all sorts of impressions from without, your mind should at frequent intervals employ the physical senses in trying to detect the superior possibilities that may be latent in the various surrounding conditions. And gradually, your senses themselves will become selective, and will instantaneously inform your mind whenever an undesirable impression demands admission. While your senses are being employed in the search of superior possibilities, the impressions received should be analyzed and recombine in constructive states of consciousness. This will promote original thinking, which will in turn counteract the tendency of the objective side of your mind to receive suggestions from without. Every original thought that your mind creates will to a degree change you and remake you according to what you inwardly desire to be, because every original thought is patterned after your conception of yourself when you are at your best. Thoughts inspired by the environment are inferior or superior according to what the environment may be, but an original thought is always superior because it is inspired by you yourself, while the superior elements of your being are predominant. When every thought that your mind creates is an original thought, you will constantly grow in greatness, superiority, and worth. And when all these original thoughts are created with the same purpose in view, you will become exactly what is indicated by that purpose. Therefore, since you can base thinking upon any purpose that you may desire, you can, through original thinking, become whatever you may choose to be. Fate is the result of being and doing, a direct effect of the life and works of the individual, a natural creation of woman or man, and the creation is always in the image and likeness of the Creator. Therefore, when you, through original thinking, acquire the power to become what you choose to become, your fate will of itself change you as you change. And through this law, you can create for yourself any fate desired. That you will consciously and naturally create your own fate, when you gain the power to recreate yourself as you desire to be, is evident for various reasons. The power to recreate yourself is simply the power of original thought, because you become like the thoughts you think. And original thoughts are created in the likeness of your ideal impressions of your superior self. That the fate of each individual person is the direct or indirect result of what that person is and does can be demonstrated by the following self-evident facts. 1. The mental world in which a person lives is the exact reflection of what that person is, feels, and thinks. Therefore, when a superior life and worthier thoughts are attained, the mental world will also change accordingly. 2. The circumstances and conditions of a person's physical world are the direct or indirect effects of the active elements in their mental world. 3. Like attracts like. Therefore, as we change for the better, we will attract and be attracted into better associations. 4. The events that transpire in our lives are the consequences of our efforts to express ourselves in our individual world of action. Therefore, what happens to us is the reaction of what we have previously said or done. This being true, we have the power to cause any event to transpire that we may decide upon. Though to accomplish this, it is necessary to understand the law of action and reaction as applied to both the physical and metaphysical worlds. When you begin to recreate yourself, you will rise superior to your present position. And since new and better opportunities always appear, when we prove ourselves superior to our present position, you can, by changing yourself as you desire, call forth any opportunity that you may desire. To have the privilege to take advantage of better opportunities is the direct path to better conditions, better circumstances, and better environments. And since we can create this privilege at will, you can create your own fate, your own future, your own destiny. However, the secret of creating this privilege at will lies in your power to form only such impressions upon your mind as will originate constructive thought. Because when all the thoughts you think are constructive, every mental process will be a building process. It will constantly increase your ability, capacity, and personal worth. This in turn will make you competent to accept the larger places that are waiting everywhere from minds with sufficient capability to fill them. Every thought has creative power, and this power will express itself according to the desire that was in the mind when the thought was created. Therefore, if every thought is to express its creative power in the building up of a person, the mind must constantly be filled with the spirit of that purpose. When the desire for growth and superior attainment does not predominate in the mind, the greater part of the creative energy of thought is misdirected, and artificial mental conditions are formed, only to act as obstacles to our welfare and advancement. The creative power of thought is the only power employed in the construction and reconstruction of the individual. And for this reason, we are as we think. Consequently, when you think what you desire to think, you will become what you desire to become. But to think what you desire to think, you must consciously govern the process through which impressions are formed upon your mind. To govern this process is to have the power to include any impressions from without that are not desired, and to completely impress upon your mind every original thought that may be formed, thus giving your mind the power to think only what it consciously chooses to think. Before you can govern this process, you must understand the difference between the two leading attitudes of mind: the attitude of self-submission and the attitude of self-supremacy. You must learn how to completely eliminate the former and how to establish all life, all thought, and all action absolutely upon the latter. When this is done, no impression can form upon your mind without your conscious permission. And then complete control of the creative power of your thought is permanently secured. To master the creative power of thought is to master your personal self. And to master your personal self is to master your fate.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.